Hey, this is a public service announcement for people who may encounter naked people in public and or these armchair superheroes who claim what they would have done if they were at that situation. All right, so first we'll start with the armchair superheroes. You know, I heard a lot of people say after seeing the news video of, or not the news, the video that was filmed of that naked person in San Francisco going crazy, you know, harassing older women, men, you know, etc. He was in this public place naked, big, huge afro, fit dude, and a lot of people saying, oh, that's messed up, man. If I was there, I would have taken that kid out and this and that, you know. So, A, let me state this. People naked in public that are fit with big afros, you probably aren't going to talk much sense into it, and there's a good chance that, yes, you'll probably get bit or scratched or hurt, you know, in some fashion or form. In the Marine Corps, there's a statement. When someone in a fight pulls out a knife, expect to get cut. I'll say, if you're with some big, fit dude who's naked in public, expect to leave with scratches and or bites and or, you know, some stuff occurring, right? So it's like engaging with a rabid animal is what you're going to get into. So just be prepared, right? A, that's great. And you know, me personally, had I been there, I think I would have acted in a similar manner and actually gone over and tried to do something or distract this person. You know, if I see an animal in the distance causing havoc on a family or an elderly person or a young child, I'm going to try to distract the animal, possibly have the animal come attack me. But at least those people are safe and I'll have to fend for myself, right? So, yes, I'm on board with that. But one of the things I learned in the Marine Corps was there's a lot of big talk from people until the stuff goes down. So there's a lot of big talk until you personally are dealing in a situation where someone comes in naked, public, who's fit, you know, and going a little crazy. We'll see how you respond. See, in the Marine Corps, one time I was attacked. Long story, it's a fun story, but I was jumped by about seven people when I was defending my friend's wife from this idiot. And this idiot and his friends decided to jump on me and show me a lesson, so teach me a lesson. So I have seven stitches from here and had to have knee surgery years after, you know, about a year after that incident occurred from that. But in that incident, had a few friends with me. One friend took his glasses off and started knocking people out. My other friend froze, you know, because he didn't know what to do, you know. And that's, hey, I'm not holding that against him, but that's what happens. You know, we all see stuff where, oh, if I was there, I would have done this as the armchair hero. But what I've learned is what separates the armchair heroes from the real heroes are the people who, when situations arise and they see someone being abused verbally, physically, or in a manner that's just inappropriate, whether or not they choose to do anything. And that's where the rubber meets the road. So, that's to the armchair heroes. Sure, you can talk your talk, but when the stuff hits the fan, we'll see if you really step up and look out for people when you're in situations like that. You know, and here's the other flip side to that. You think worst case scenario. What's the worst that could happen? What, I go help and this guy knocks me out? No, that's not the worst that can happen. Oh, I get killed? It's a possibility, but you'd be like at least a hero, and your family would be celebrated, and you'd at least done something well and good. But that's probably not the worst part. The worst part when you approach some naked dude with a big afro, you know, peeing on people and spitting and stuff, is he knocks you out and then rubs his junk all over you, and it's on video. And see, 10 years later, you'd be hanging out with friends who just start laughing, be like, "What are you laughing at?" I just remember that time when that naked dude rubbed his junk all over your face on video. That was pretty funny. Got like 40 million views. So, yeah, the worst-case scenario could be pretty bad if you really think about it. But don't think about that. Just think about distracting that person so he doesn't harm or interfere with other people. And hey, maybe you have to have some stuff rubbed on your face. Who knows? But if that's what saves that old woman, at least you did your part, right? So needless to say, you probably aren't going to talk much sense into someone who's naked in public doing the things that they're doing. So be careful out there. It's a crazy world. Run through the worst case scenario and do what you can to distract when kids or older people are getting harassed by anybody, whether they're naked, big afros, fit or not. Do your part. Make a difference. Stop being an armchair hero. Actually be a real hero out in the real world. So I hope that's helpful. Until next public service announcement, make today great.